It Got Real.
They say laughter is the best medicine. Well, consider this your booster shot. You are now listening to the three funniest guys I know.
Oh, God. Okay. So Tim's doing an interpretive dance over there. It's fantastic. For those of you that are just listening.
I was trying to stay perfectly still like in the movie Speed.
Nice.
Yeah, you did a good job. I thought you were
I tried until I looked down at Tim's shit.
You can't.
The bus fucking blew up.
When you're watching his dance moves down there, you can't see stuff.
The bus blew up. Fucking done.
I forgot about our intro. Like, we're ahead of our time with the whole booster shot thing. Who would have known?
I know, right? That was way before COVID. So good for us.
That's a good point.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good point.
I mean, good for me. I set those up, but okay. Hey, so we're back. This is the 3FG reunion. Our last episode that we posted was in January. So it's been 10 and a half months. The guys are back together. I'm pretty stoked. Tim's had a few beers. It's going to be really interesting. So let's go around the room real quick. Keith, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well here in Turlock. I miss you guys, man. It's been a while.
Yeah, buddy. It's been way too long, huh?
Yeah.
I see that you have your mic stand propped up with, Harry Potter books and a Norm Macdonald book there?
Yeah, I tried to get some personality in here, but the Hunter S. Thompson book was too wobbly. So,
okay.
You get Norm. That was for Tim. Love you, buddy.
There you go.
Hey, should we dedicate this episode to Norm Macdonald?
Fuck yeah, we should.
We could dedicate to a bunch of people.
He would anybody love good at doing? Anybody good at doing Norm impersonations? Because maybe we just bring those out randomly throughout the show. That'd be good.
I can do Norm doing Burt Reynolds.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you do Norm doing Burt Reynolds at some point during the show, please.
Yeah. Keep. You'll know it when I do it, guys.
Yeah, just randomly throw it in there. We'd love it. Mike, how
don't
you doing?
Worry.
I'm doing all right. I miss you guys, man. Tim called me today and said, you know, we're thinking about doing this. And this is, you know, this is a close second of my favorite things in life, right behind a sexual intercourse. like me doing the insertion. Well, me doing the insertion.
We'll see what we can do to make sure that this gets to number one.
Okay.
We'll work.
I am getting older. I am slowing down a bit, but I got at least two good years left in me.
Hey, Tim, also known as Bane, right now with that microphone literally against your mouth. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, buddy. Can you guys hear me all right?
Yeah.
You're pretty low. I'll be honest. I don't know why the microphone's that close and we can't hear you.
I don't know if it's this low when it's this close to Mike. Listen, this one goes out to Mike. Mike, we love you, buddy. You're going through some shit, and we love you. We care about you.
It's what got us all together, man.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, you know, I wouldn't be here.
I appreciate your guys' kind words, and so this episode is for me and Norm Macdonald. All right.
There you go.
Two of the best
dedicated
looking guys
to Mike
in the world.
And Norm. Dedicated to Mike and Norm, best friends.
Did you guys
forever.
Ever hear about the moth that went to the podiatrist?
No. No.
No.
I don't.
This moth walks into a podiatrist and he says, "Hey, look, Mr. Podiatrist, I got some shit I want to talk about." And the podiatrist says, "Okay, moth, what do you want to talk about?" And the moth says, "I feel like I'm in a loveless marriage. I feel like my kids don't care about me. I look at my youngest son, Jebediah, Usafiah, and I feel like he looks at me with content, like I'm his father, but he looks at me with this hate in his eyes, like I haven't done a good enough job raising him. And I look at my daughter, Leviticus Ushukvaga, and she says, "Listen, Dad, you've never treated me like a person. You've always treated me like a little girl, and I'm growing up. I'm spreading my wings, and I want to fly." And the moth looks at the podiatrist, and the podiatrist says, "Listen, I feel like you need a psychiatrist, not a podiatrist. Why'd you come to my office?" And the moth said, "Your light was on."
Jesus Christ.
He took the long way around that punchline.
Norm MacDonald, rest in peace, brother.
Oh, that was him.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Norm.
Oh, man.
Love you, Norm.
Oh, God. Well, that's a great start to the reunion episode here. And, hey, for the record, we're going to start to put these things out a little more often than every 10 and a half months. Let's
nah,
make that
nah,
a thing.
Nah. You're good. You're
good. He said, hey, this is my show, not a reunion tour.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how nervous were your wives when you told them you were going to do another 3FG show? Keith, go.
It was visible. Visibly not happy. Like, trying to be cool about it because she knows that it's fun and important. And then I explain Mike's situation as well. So she gets it. But there was clutching of things and, you know, plans being made about what the kids can hear and not.
Yeah.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10.
Hey, kids,
you're
never going to be able to listen to Dad's podcast, okay? You're just never going to be able to listen to it. It's
I'll
a great
know.
Time.
I'll tell them all the stories one day.
There you go. Mike and I have been doing this pretty steady for a while now, and Tim here and there, too, with the football podcast we've been doing. So, Katie's pretty
big
pretty
shout out to that.
What's
yeah? that called again? Fantasy.
Honorable mention.
Football.
Honorable mention.
Fantasy football focus.
Yeah, if you guys are looking for a fantasy football my wife had podcast zero, to listen
my,
to as well.
My wife had zero concern. She said...
Zero concern?
No, she said, I love looking at Keith sweat on the podcast. And I love hearing his voice. And I was like, I feel like that's weird. But she was like, no, please go and do a podcast with him. And so I feel like this is more for her than
Good
me.
Stories.
Yeah. She watches the podcast and she only has Keith showing?
With yeah. a smiley
face. The whole thing. Yeah, good for you, Keith.
I don't know if people we don't show the video of this, do we?
Yeah, no. We do on some places.
Keith,
oh, we
Keith
don't.
Sweat is like a mixture of Jesus and Boyz II Men, all of them combined into one.
That's five people, four people.
That's how attractive he is. He's five people attractive.
That's good. Oh, or four.
I've got the same nose as Jesus. It's true.
You've heard that on multiple occasions? Okay.
Yeah.
Can we talk about how sexy Mike is, though?
I'm looking into Keith's eyes here. I'm trying to, like, maybe like a Keanu Reeves type thing going on. With like a...
Yeah.
Have you heard that before, Keith?
It's hard to tell.
A lot. Sometimes.
We weren't telling anybody this, but the reason that we haven't been able to do this for 10 and a half months... is because Keith's been filming that new Matrix movie that's coming out on the
22nd. Yeah, in San Francisco. Yeah, I'm a wire guy.
Yeah. That's why we've been off for so long, folks. So
I think we'll we all look good. I think we're all looking... Yeah. Most people age, but this group seems to, shine. A little more shinier.
That's my
apparently
head.
Getting drunk and talking into a microphone is the key. That's the life serum there.
Mike looks like fucking Bruce Willis.
Oh, dude, good call.
Good call. You get that all the time, Mike?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
I love my
Pulp
Bruce
Fiction,
Willis.
Bruce Willis.
Call me Bruce,
like,
baby.
Like banging out Demi Moore, Bruce Willis.
Oh.
What are like your guys' thoughts on Demi Moore?
Letting Ashton Kutcher cuck you.
Yeah.
Are we talking Bruce Demi
Willis.
Moore?
That
like...
was awkward. That was awkward, right? Like, he's like, I'm going to
Hollywood's
up with this.
Weird. Yes. Rub that.
Like, I get it if you're 22 years old and you want to bang out a 50-year-old who looks as good as her, but, like, you can't date her.
They didn't just date, right? They, like, they were pretty
Did
serious
they get married?
For a while there, I thought.
Yeah.
They have a kid?
Yeah, they got a kid. Sky. Sky, I think.
Sky Willis?
They have a kid?
Sky Willis.
No, that's Bruce Willis. They wouldn't name Ashton Kutcher.
I don't
Kutcher's
think Tim knows
Willis.
We're talking about Ashton Kutcher at this point.
I don't know anything.
Hey, let me bring this back. I feel like we've wandered a little bit. Let's get back on topic.
It's Christmas. We're talking about Bruce Willis.
It's Christmas time. Well, that's
listen,
I guess that's true. We didn't.
Listen,
stray
I'll
that
be
far,
honest with
Tim,
you. I think
you?
James Robinson's going to go for about 12 points. I think when you think about the
wrong
Jags
podcast. I'll be honest. Lethal Weapon's a better Christmas movie than Die Hard.
Wait, Wait a minute. Let me write this down. Which movie?
Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon
is a better Christmas movie than Die Hard.
I'm an Elf fan when it comes to Christmas movies.
Oh, so am I. Yeah. If he had a gun.
So that's such a fucking
preach, yep. Brother.
Fuck.
Yeah, preach.
Fucking eh. Fuck the
Elf and Christmas Story. Those are our go-tos.
You don't say.
We're talking about Christmas here. We're talking about Christmas because it's not that far away. I want to hear, do you guys have any Christmas traditions that you follow?
Who doesn't?
You got any good ones?
Yeah, I spend all my paid time off to go home and see my family. And then it doesn't snow. And my kids are like, where's the snow? You're from Wisconsin. What's going on here? And I'm like, it's 20 below. You're welcome, Wisconsin. And then I fly home with a luggage full of presents I didn't really want. And so I had to pay for extra luggage.
Oh, that nice. Sounds familiar.
Anyway,
sounds like a great Christmas tradition.
All right, no, but tradition-wise, I've kind of lost the spirit, guys.
You lost the spirit?
Yeah, maybe people in this podcast can help.
What can we do, Keith?
I don't know. You tell me yours. Tell me your.
I don't have one. Okay. Like we
do
go.
You
to,
guys don't travel.
We go no. I go to a family member's house, whoever we decide that year, and then you know, we unwrap gifts and we eat the same shit we ate on Thanksgiving.
Really?
Freshly cooked.
You don't do the prime rib or the ham?
No, I'm not.
I'm into holiday hams lately, guys.
I like the ham.
Let's keep hamming.
The prime rib sounded good. That's a good idea. Maybe we'll do that for Christmas. That's a good idea. Mike, what do you? So your Christmas tradition kind of sucked. I'll be honest. Yeah. Tim, you got any good ones?
I'm like a little fucking kid when it comes to Christmas.
We can barely hear you, Tim.
You celebrate a Cuban Christmas, is what I heard.
No, he's like a little kid when it comes to Christmas.
Mike,
Havana.
Yeah. I got you, brother. I'll be your translator.
We're talking like Al Pacino the rest of the night.
We wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, well, I'm out. Fuck that tradition.
We have Coke in a bottle. The presents don't go out until Christmas Eve. Mm. And then we take a halftime and play a game as a family. And then we go,
spades.
What game? What game is it?
Well, it just depends.
It just depends.
It's Monopoly. It lasts till New Year's.
Listen, Christmas is. We also go out to Thai food the night before.
Oh,
Thai food, I like it.
Yeah.
Although I had Thai food this last week, and my wife
more
is
like a celebration of lights.
Do you guys all wake up at 4 a.m. to shit? Is that why so early? Or that's just when the Coke's the right temperature?
Kids just want to get their presents, man, and drink the Coke.
At 4 a.m., I'm good.
What are you drinking, Mike?
It is a Brew Free or Die 21st Amendment Blood Orange IPA.
That sounds like
I used to drink
IPA.
It back when we used to record. I went to the two liquor stores looking for a still reserve for the occasion, and neither one had it, so I wasn't.
I don't think I have any left in my fridge, and I think my wife threw them out. There's a 50% chance I drank them and don't remember. I think she threw them out.
For your sake, I hope she threw them out.
I think they were like getting rusty and shit. I was getting a whole door full of them.
I got super drunk playing Madden tonight.
Did you win?
I fucking crushed it.
Nice.
What team are you?
That's surprising.
Detroit Lions.
79 Cardinals.
You have a Lions?
Detroit Lions, man. Yeah, I got fucking fantasy season going with the Detroit Lions.
I basically
Lions.
Took Keith's fantasy team and just steamrolled everybody.
Probably should have. Don't take mine.
How crazy is fantasy football? Like, my week lives or dies by how well I do in fantasy. Like, Monday morning, I'm fucking pissed if I lost at fantasy.
Don't.
Yeah,
no,
me too,
so there.
I've been pissed a lot recently.
Your team sucks.
You guys
bro.
Have no room to talk. All it's three of you are in the playoffs. I don't even want to hear about it. I don't even want to hear about it.
All three of us?
Let's
I didn't know that.
Oh!
Oh, this is great!
Wow! That's because you went with fucking Dak Prescott, who puts up like 11 points a week.
Loser! Yeah. Dak Prescott.
I got screwed on that one for sure.
Cat All right,
hey, I want you guys to know. I want you guys to know that in the 10 and a half months.
More like Cack Prescott. I love it, Keith. More like Cack Prescott.
Crack press dick.
More like Cack press my cack on your mouth.
Yeah. Keep throwing as many dicks in there as you can.
More like Cack press my cock on your back.
That's it, man.
All right. Hey, I want you guys to know something.
Is that an episode that we have for this podcast?
This is
Dak Prescott.
This is important. Tim, this is important. This is important, Tim. You ready for this? We got two emails. In 10 and a half months off, we got two emails. People started responding. The people are asking for 3FG back. So this is why we're back. We got an email from Weston, and he said, quote, "I found y'all on Pandora, and I've been listening all day to y'all. Y'all are hilarious. Keep up the good work."
What do I think about that?
Yo!
Like Tim.
What was his name?
Weston.
Her name?
His, Weston.
Weston.
We don't assume gender on this podcast.
Oh, sorry. He or she,
Weston.
Weston,
thanks for listening, bro or sis.
Sounds like a dude.
Love it.
And then we got one from David. This one's good. You ready for this? We got one from David. Quote, "I'm emailing you guys to ask, where the fuck did you guys go? I mean, seriously, did you guys decide that you weren't going to do another episode until you received an email from someone who was not Tim's alter ego? There's people out here starving for great podcasts.
Oh, I remember
but we're
that.
Still gonna, but we're still okay settling for 3FG. Come on, 16 episodes is all we get? I wish you would have posted this was going... This was only going to be a limited series. That way I wouldn't have to waste my time listening to Keith getting kicked out of bars and Tim's childhood stories about Papa Pell or Mike dating old-ass ladies or Josh contracting HIV. Or was it COVID? Oh, who the fuck cares? You guys are gone. Nothing more than distant memory. Fuck me, my peaches.
My peaches!
This, huh?
Woo!
My peaches.
Josh, you got HIV?
No, I got that COVID. Sucks.
Full blown? What are we talking here?
Full blown COVID?
They're acronyms. You get confused.
Can you get full blown COVID? No, it's cut or dry.
I think Josh had it. He was shitting his pants in Alaska.
You can get full blown COVID.
You can get full blown COVID. You can get 7 variants of it.
Wow.
So thank you, David. Thank you, Weston. Good stuff. Y'all email us, ask us for advice or any questions you want. We'll talk to them because we got two emails. And we will talk to you. I promise.
Yeah, thank
you. Mailbag was a little light. Gotta be honest. A
little light. We gotta keep them coming in.
That's an interesting name, Weston. Have you guys heard that before?
I know a Weston. His name was Weston Rose. And if you were out there, you were fantastically weird in high school. You had blue hair. You played like a trumpet. And we used to smoke weed behind the bleachers after school. And Weston Rose, keep doing what you're doing.
This guy kind of fits the bill. It might be him.
Maybe it was him.
Track me down.
Speaking
of
that.
And I fucking hope so.
Yeah.
Was there a group that pulled more ass than the fucking band players in high school?
Yeah, everybody else.
No.
No, I guess it's free. It's a real deal. It's real.
Maybe this is like a regional kinky thing.
They fucking
No, it's a kinky thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Had I known that, I would have joined the band. How to play the triangle.
So there's something to the band camp thing from American Pie.
It's a real thing.
100%.
I was in band and I didn't pull a whole lot in high school, so.
I was on the debate team in 7th grade and somebody grabbed my crotch. Female.
Debate? Whoa.
Thank you for clarifying, Keith.
The first time I smoked weed was on the math Olympiad. When I was
in
ninth grade.
Things get wild in the nerd culture, dude.
There's a difference between smoking weed and getting your dick
I got
pulled.
My thing grabbed. Grabbed on a bus ride to like Beaver Dam, Wisconsin.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Was great.
So it wasn't like you were in a debate and she was mad at you?
Like no,
it was a pleasurable experience.
Sexually assaulted on a bus by a female.
Oh. Like, this girl who pulled it on a scale of 1 to 10 in high school years, where'd she fall? Or was
Sarah
this middle
Marie
school?
And Amanda Wick?
This is Keith, Mike. It was a solid 9. That's a Wisconsin 9, though.
Yeah, there you go. That's a Door County 9.
Oh, God.
Mike and Josh, don't act like you don't know when the first time you got your knob rubbed.
So, Josh.
We all know.
You said you're in band and you had limited action. Can you throw a number out there for our audience?
What's the number?
Was it one? Was it 20 band chicks? What was it?
In what? What are we talking about? Just
what's the ratio?
Are we talking? Are we still on crotch grab? Are we still on crotch grab?
Yeah.
Okay, crotch grab high school.
No, band oriented.
Three crotch grabs
over the pants.
Oh, I didn't think you were going to throw a number because I know your wife listens to the podcast. So, who just walked by you, Tim?
My wife.
Oh, hi, Lindsay.
Babe.
I thought maybe
they're calling
like,
for you.
I thought maybe like the cleaners
were calling for you.
I'm listening to my podcast. Be quiet.
She's listening to her podcast, Tim. She's listening to us.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Hey, listen. I remember I got a bus ride home, 8th grade, and my girlfriend at the time said, hey, you want to come smoke weed? I broke up with my girlfriend in 8th grade because she was like, do you want to smoke weed? I was like, I don't do that. That's not
I signed a dare promise.
Dare to keep kids off drugs, bro.
Yeah. I think you made the right move at the time, Tim.
Now I'm married to this whore.
Whoa.
That escalated quickly.
We smoke weed and she loves it. We smoke weed, I call
she's
it.
She's obviously got her
we
noise.
We smoke weed all the time
right now.
Well, she was listening to a different podcast, so there might be something there.
No, she listens to My Favorite Murder. Y'all.
Oh, my wife listens to all that shit, dude.
My Favorite Murder. Hey, shout out to My Favorite Murder, but seriously.
Hey, we're not pumping up other podcasts on here. Come on now.
Well, he brought it up. What's your guys' favorite murder of all time?
Favorite murder?
Yeah. Favorite murder of all time. All
right, I've got a couple.
Okay, this is spicy.
I like this question.
Yeah.
JFK's got to be right up there, man.
Oh, yeah.
That was a quality one.
That's a good one.
But that's assassination. I don't know if that counts.
It's still a murder, right?
It's still a murder.
Yeah, it's a murder.
What would be the wrong answer here? Joan Benet Ramsey.
Nicole Brown.
Right. Everyone. I went to OJ initially.
Yeah. Everybody
Joan Benet Ramsey seems.
Hey, what about
too soon? That's too soon.
That's off limits.
What about the about the Making of a Murderer series? What did you guys think of that?
Oh man!
Oh, that was fucking good.
That was tough, man. One of the lawyers was from my hometown.
I still don't know who did it.
The one who was the worst lawyer of them all. There were like five bad lawyers. Not the fat mustachio guy. The one who was like, "Hey, take the plea deal." It's the best chance you got. That guy's from my hometown.
Wasn't the actual murderer from your hometown? No. That's not
your
hometown where it's from.
It's the Great Lakes.
Yeah. Same place. Same, Wisconsin.
Same as.
Anybody got any other big murder options they want to throw out there?
Yeah.
Favorite murder?
My favorite murder is definitely Ray Carruth. Like, it was sports related. And then, you know, like, if you're making $5 million a year, that's a lot in child support you got to pay.
Dude, that was like '94 money, too.
Yeah, it's not your standard. Like,
'94.
Like, if you're making $30,000 a year, you got to give her, $8,000. No, you're giving away $1 million+ to like a cum dumpster, right? So, like,
wow.
Like, had he got away with it, was probably a good move.
You know, I like that call.
Yeah, I think that's the right one.
What about Aaron Hernandez?
Oh.
Which one? That was, he killed his brother.
That series.
He killed like seven people.
Yeah, right?
He's like, I'm a tight end.
We don't know. Didn't he kill himself?
I'm a tight end.
So we have no idea how many he killed. I think they got at least three.
You know Tom Brady's killed some motherfuckers.
Oh, well, maybe not himself, but he's had it done. Definitely.
He's been at a party where somebody's died. And
yeah.
They've just, you know, the appropriate actions are taken. It's like, get her out of here.
Yeah.
But he's an attractive motherfucker, isn't he?
Yeah, he's all right.
When you're attractive, you can get away with murder. Like, Jimmy Garoppolo could kill fucking anybody.
Oh, Jimmy G's like a Wisconsin 15, but that dude's good looking.
Ooh, delicious.
Wisconsin's rough, man. I don't know.
Ding, ding, ding. All right. Hey,
who are the most attractive people that could get away with murder? Go.
Huh.
Most attractive people that could get away with murder. I would go with women. I mean, women can get away with things more than men, I feel like. So
I tell you what, Charlize Theron could fucking kill me.
Anyone. She could kill anybody. Anybody she wants.
Yeah.
And on that note,
funny is when you said murderer, I thought it was male dominated. What does that say about society?
Yeah, true statement.
Kevin Costner could kill a motherfucker.
Kevin Costner's killed several people. He's told me.
I'd let Kevin Costner kill me. He's a sexy motherfucker.
He's you'd let him kill you, tooth man.
Oh fuck yeah!
If the price is right,
to keep his name alive, yeah. Water world, give me the water world.
Hayden Panettiere could kill this hard-on.
Oh!
Oh, here we go. Here we go again.
After about an hour.
Panettiere.
Oh, yeah. This is what shut down the podcast the first time.
Oh, my bad, guys.
Nobody would expect it.
Do you know the ones
that won't be the last time?
We didn't even make it 20 minutes. We didn't even make it to 20 minutes before Hayden Panettiere got
I'll tell you what, Christina Ricci does it for me.
Wednesday Adams?
Yeah, she does it for me.
Her and Serena, you have interesting taste.
You have some very interesting taste.
I'd let Serena Williams do whatever the fuck she wanted to me.
Hey, she's an attractive lady.
Huh.
Everyone says, meh. You got against the Williams sisters.
Are you trying to tell me that Serena Williams doesn't do it for you?
No, she doesn't do it for me.
No.
Alright.
But to each his own.
I'm with you, man.
Thank you.
Serena, if you're one of our listeners.
Welcome back.
I play a little tennis.
I've asked my wife several times if Serena Williams came to the door and asked if she wanted to have a threesome, would you let me do it? And my wife's like, no. I'm like, well, think about it. Serena Williams is the most attractive woman on the face of the earth.
She might be the greatest female athlete.
Most attractive woman, period.
Who's
better looking than Serena Williams? Name one girl.
Oh, man. We don't have time, Tim.
Yeah.
We don't have time.
He's just moving it along.
It's just we don't have time. We gotta try to keep this thing somewhat under an hour.
One girl. This is Bane.
I like Serena.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Hey, if you guys, we want to keep the emails coming in. So if you want to do it, here's how.
Here's the thing, everybody. We're getting so popular that it's time to start taking emails. We'd like to give you advice. We'd like to make comments on whatever you'd like us to make comments on. Email us. It's at funniestguysiknow@yahoo.com. That's funniestguysiknow@yahoo.com.
And we're going to jump right into random questions. And I just want the first thing that you guys think of when I ask these questions, okay?
This is a new segment.
Random questions. Okay, you're right, Mike. This is kind of a new segment. I'm just going to throw stuff out there, and I want the first thing that comes into your head, okay? So you didn't get to prepare on this one. I'm just going to ask you questions, and I want you to give me the first thing that rolls off your tongue. All right, first one. If I was president, the first thing I would do is... Okay, if I was president, the first thing I would do is... Tim, you got something?
I got to pee.
Wow, the first thing Tim would do is pee.
All right, that's Tim, good, go pee. Man.
There you go. Hey,
everyone's got to pee in the
tree. Was that a Forrest Gump reference?
I got to pee.
I'm meeting the president. I got to pee. All right, I like it.
Okay, well.
We'll keep cruising. Mike, you're up now. If I was president, the first thing I would do is?
Is kick California out of the union. And B, lower gas prices. I paid $100 and I didn't even get a full tank today. It hurt.
Okay.
It hurt.
Get California out and then lower gas prices. Let's move on to Keith. Keith, if you were president, what is the first thing that you would do?
Stack the Supreme Court. Thanks. Let's get controversial here.
Nice. Nice.
Hey, are we doing president beers? Is that what we're doing?
President beers.
That's what's
up. There you go. Cheers.
Yeah. Stack this up, okay. Guys.
Yeah, Abe Lincoln.
Timmy, you back up? You back up, Tim?
I don't have beers.
Tim's back up. Okay. Well, the next one.
Oh, shit. Well, there you go. He forgot he was going to the bathroom.
He's gone. We'll go back.
I don't
backwards.
Know if we're going to see him again.
We'll go to this next one. Yeah, we may not.
What's the first thing you would do, Josh?
Oh, yeah.
Me? If I were president?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. I didn't really. Oh, you know, God. I don't think about these things
the question
when I'm building
and didn't
questions.
Think about, okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I know.
That's fine.
Those things are getting me fired.
I like your idea about the gas prices. I do like that. First
Come
thing
on,
I would
mine's
do.
The right about, answer.
I got a good answer for you.
Mine's the right answer, guys.
Like,
you know,
legalize prostitution throughout.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Legalize all the petty, nonviolent
Speaking
crimes.
Of,
let's do it.
Here's my true response, and this is from a dude that has, like, I have smoked marijuana like less than 10 times in my life, all in college.
I would
legalize marijuana. I would legalize marijuana.
What a waste of energy.
I'm pretty sure like
I would get
25
the tax
of the states
money from
that,
and I would cripple the cartel in one fell swoop. I'd cripple the cartel and get the tax money on the United States side. That's what I'd do.
Don't fill your prisons with pot.
Does a cartel sell weed? Because I could go to, there's 30 dispensaries around the corner from me.
They still grow on our
public lands.
Dude. It's crazy. Like, when we
bring a lot
pot gardens, weed. It's like, what are you doing growing weed outdoors on federal land?
Yeah.
And, like, Jaime's like, well, I don't speak English. And you're like, yeah, well, you know, it's legal in California. Like, the illegal thing was you grew it where you grew it. Like, you guys could have a warehouse full of this stuff, but you chose federal lands. It's like the one place you can't grow it in California.
Well, hopefully
well,
none of the cartel
that's,
listen, because it may be
That's what I would do.
I think we have a platform here. The three of us, I think we can run on this.
Yeah. We could start it. All right, the next one up. If someone made a documentary about my life, it would be called what?
Mm. Yes.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, I'm blind.
If someone made...
That was a decent
butt. Dancing in the background. So...
Nice butt.
Let's start with Keith here. If someone made a documentary about my life, it would be called... First thing out of your mind there, Keith.
I liked the other text conversation we had where inspiration, not... cause of concern or whatever the hell that was the other night. I'm glad I was an inspiration and not what was the back end of that?
A cause for concern?
No, it was that's good. Cause for concern. Something like that.
Okay.
Something where the trails off at the end there. You know.
Nice.
Turd Ferguson.
It would be called Turd Ferguson. Okay.
It's funny.
Mike, you're
Mine
up next.
Would be...
If someone Mine... made a documentary about my life, it would be called what?
To play off what Keith just said, mine would be Penetration, Not Inspiration, A Story of a Fantasy Football Legend.
Wow.
That's where I sit.
I don't understand where Penetration comes in with fantasy football.
He was talking about inspiration on this, and then Penetration... naturally came to mind. It's my favorite shin.
Oh, it's your favorite shin. Good. Yeah. Got it. You have two shins. This is your favorite one, the third one. Okay. Yeah. So hey Tim, you're back. We're talking if someone made a documentary about my life, it would be called
Shit's Too Thick.
I think it was Shit's Too Thick.
Shit's Too Thick?
Oh, yep. Shit's Too Thick. How to deal with somebody that's so genuine.
How to deal with somebody that's a lot of spit.
So genuine. It's like a shit's too thick and shit's too thick and like semicolon.
All right.
Did he say shit's too thick semicolon?
I don't know. I don't know. Shit's I can't hear him. He's way far away from his microphone. I can't understand.
He's not far away from it. He's
no,
I don't
he's
know
not.
What's going on there.
Okay.
Come on, buddy. You could do it.
Tim, I'm going to come right back to you, bud, with the next one. You ready for this? Fill in the blank. If I were to get arrested on Christmas, it would be for what? We can't hear you, Tim.
Show my dick.
Showing my dick on Christmas. You're welcome, everybody. Presents for everyone.
Boom!
Is it shaped like a candy cane? Do you got one of those hookers?
It's shaped like a Christmas tree. It's a lot of bush, and then it comes to a point.
Jesus.
A lot of bush.
All right, Mike.
That made Mike, a lot of sense to me.
Fill in the blank. If I were to get arrested on Christmas, it would be for what?
The bush is so much.
I'm not built for jail or prison. So, like, yeah, I try to stay away from incarceration. It's my least favorite sin. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, nothing.
Nice segue.
I guess drunk in public. It'd be something stupid like that.
Okay.
And I should have extended that segment by saying, Josh, what would you get arrested for on Christmas?
It's amazing how many times I've shown drunk in public.
Mine would probably be like, I don't know. I'd probably get arrested for trying to help my buddies out in a fight or something, so... It'd be some sort of battery because Tim did something stupid, like telling somebody that he was going to put his Christmas tree somewhere he shouldn't, and then I'd go to bat for him and I'd get arrested. That's probably what would happen.
This motherfucker, that's true,
though. I have shitty friends.
Josh does. He would do that shit. He doesn't even care. Josh is like, I don't understand what you're fighting for, but I'll fucking fight. Like, that's fine.
True statement.
That's so confused. He's so lovable.
I could visually see the microphone right next to his mouth, but it sounds like he's standing on the other side of the room.
I know, right? It sounds like he's 100 feet away from his microphone, but it's right, like it's in his mouth, I feel like.
Tim, is there a button you forgot to switch over?
There's definitely a button. He's technical difficulties. Keith is back. Keith, we're going to lightning round you right now. We're going to put you on the spot. Fill in the blank. If I were arrested on Christmas, it would be for... blank.
Dear God. Am I with my brothers?
I don't know.
The three of us.
It's your
ass. No. What would you do? Driving on a frozen lake without a license to drive.
You have to have a license for that?
It's a ballsy move.
I made that up. Nobody was going to check me up on that.
Okay, got it. I like it. All right, we're going to move on. We're going to go on to Tim's favorite segment.
He chose.
Okay, so Tim, we kind of threw this thing together last minute. So I'll be honest, Tim didn't have a whole lot of time to come up with a peaches segment. So I figured I'd give you guys a little segment of what I deal with on a regular basis. Tim leaves me voicemails quite frequently. They're great. And I'm going to give you one of them right now. So here's a voicemail that Tim left me recently. You ready for this?
What's up, brother? I just had a situation I wanted to chat with you. I thought I was listening to Lady Gaga and I was standing in front of my bathroom mirror and I tucked my dick and balls in between my legs to look, see what I look like with a vagina, and then accidentally squeezed my balls a little bit too tight with my thighs, and it made me throw up. Has that ever happened to you? And like, is it a condition? Is it something that I should be worried about? I've never done it before, but I figured you had. So just let me know. I'm just dealing with some shit. So thanks, bud.
There it is. So this is what I get. I'm not shitting you. Like, I don't know, probably twice a month, I get a voicemail from Tim, and it's normally like that. I just figured you'd done this before. I figured you had clenched your balls between your legs so tightly that you'd thrown up before while looking at yourself in the mirror. Tim, you got anything to say here, bud?
I would love the advice from Key Sweat and Mike.
I think it's a good call, okay. Man. Like if there was one of us four who did that before, my vote would go to Josh.
100%, right?
Yeah.
I don't understand why. Balls. Okay. All right. That's great. Hey, Tim, for the record, I think that your microphone is using your computer instead of the microphone in front of your mouth. So maybe go look at your sound settings on your computer while we roll the sponsor cut.
The three funniest guys I know would like to put a big thanks out to our sponsor, Hand Drawn Records and Hand Drawn Pressing. The bands that you're hearing on the show, like Exit 380, The Screaming Thieves, Andrew Woo! Tinker, Brandon Callie's band, Cutthroat Finches, and Heart of the City are all under the Hand Drawn Records record label. So thanks for the rights to the music, Hand Drawn. This local company based out of Dallas has done a great service to the show, and we really appreciate y'all.
All right, here's one that everybody's heard before. You ready for this? A little desert island.
How would you handle being stranded? Here's some 3FG advice for this highly likely scenario. This is Desert Island.
Okay, we're stranded on a desert island here. You get three items that you need to live out the rest of your days. We're not going to go with some CDs or movies or whatever we've done in the past. This is just you get three items. Think survival here. Think you're going to be dealing with this for the rest of your life. I will start this one out. You get three items, gents, for the rest of your days. What are you going to take with you? For me, pretty simple. All right. I need a raised king-size bed. I want to stay up and away from all the critters that are under there. So, and I need a king-size bed because I need a big bed. So I want my raised king-size bed. I need that new 86-inch roll-away TV, that new one that rolls down so you can keep all the bugs and shit off of it when you're not watching it. I want the 86-inch roll-away TV with never-ending NFL Sunday ticket subscription. And then my last thing that I need is some way to play fantasy football. Those are my three things that I need if I'm stuck on a desert island for the rest of my life.
Those all sound like Josh answers. How about a can of off? Because you're awfully worried about bugs.
Is that a pun? Awfully? Yeah. That's good.
No, I'm not that clever. Anyway, I want to go back to Hand Drawn Records for a second. They're now sponsoring two hit podcasts. Like, if you guys listen, those bands they just named, like, start buying their CDs, man. These guys should be celebrities by now.
Yeah, Heart of the City, great stuff. Screaming Thieves, awesome stuff.
Tell them to send me some of their stuff on vinyl. Maybe I'll spin it for them.
I'll have them do it. Hey, Hand Drawn Records also is Hand Drawn Pressing. They actually produce, they manufacture records, believe it or not. So plenty of vinyl to send your way, Keith. Don't worry.
Yeah, let's see.
All right, Mike, you said one of them. You said off. That was a really lame answer. What's your next two?
No, that off's not on my list. I don't give a shit about bugs. And here's the thing. For my survival to occur, I need four items. Three will not do the trick. Can I get four?
No, but
thank
go.
You. No, wait, I'm getting four. Fuck you guys. First thing, like an 8x10 mugshot or face shot of Hayden Panettiere. And I need like a, on the backside of the photo, I need like sticky, stick 'em, maybe some two-way tape. Next, I'm going to need a blow-up doll to which I'm going to attach her picture on over the face of the.
So that was the stick 'em doll. I got it.
Yes, that's what stick 'em's
for. Tracking.
Why didn't you just
make those one? Okay.
Okay. Well, that's fine. We could do that then. So I play within the rules. Then I'm going to need a 55-gallon drum of Astroglide and some of her...
Man, a distinguished taste.
Some of her gently used underwear out of her hamper are preferably just freshly jogged in.
There's sex robots now, dude.
Am I hearing you right that all three of your needs for the rest of your life involve Hayden Panettiere?
Just her mugshot.
What age?
Anywhere from 18 to current age. I don't know how old she is.
Isn't she like 16 as we speak? She looks like she's 16.
You guys are sadly mistaken. Okay. Blah blah blah. She's 32 years old right now. So
32.
Let's just say,
yeah, looks like
let's say 28. 28 sounds like a good age.
The problem I have with all of this has been, Mike, you say that your favorite sports movie is Remember the Titans. Like, that's where
she was in there. Yeah.
Yeah, I know she was in there, but like, that's a problem I have with when you say that.
I didn't say I need a 10-year-old mugshot of her. I said 28, Tim.
28 years old. He did clarify.
Has she been arrested?
Did we watch her blossom into a lovely young lady? Yes, we did.
Okay.
But speaking of blossom,
don't use words like blossom. That really makes it creepy. Keith, what do you have? What are your three?
Speaking of blossom, her hat. I'd wear that on an island. That hat was really cool.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. We're really gonna fuck around here. It's sat phone. A bunch of other stuff. Patriots talking about, I don't know, popping smoke.
He's going straight survival.
I'm getting the fuck out of here, man. And you can only fucking blow up down for so long, dude.
I got 55 gallons.
I've got it.
I don't know, man. As much as Mike loves Hayden Panettiere, I don't know if you can only do that for so long.
Like, I'm into the sex robot culture, and I want to know about sex laws involving sex robots. Like, if somebody has sex with your robot, that violates some things, right?
I think it has to.
About?
Like, it would if it was mine.
Did they just rape your robot? Like, come on.
It's a good.
Like, are these things even thought about?
Let's say your neighbor snuck into your wherever you stash this thing, into your hope chest, pulled it out, had its way with it. Like, would you report your neighbor?
Yeah, at that point.
Okay.
Well. And also.
A lot of guys.
People were too busy thinking that they could. They didn't think too much if they should.
Yeah.
Jurassic
Alex, Park. I'm going to take things I've never thought about for 5,000, please.
Sex robot. Like, loss,
fuck
sex
that. Loss. That was my Burt Reynolds / Norm Macdonald.
Yeah.
I've never had to think about that, Mike, because I don't have blow up dolls with freaking stick 'em tape with Hayden Panettiere's face on them.
Yeah, mine have AI. They're
the question.
Sentient beings.
Yeah. Okay, Tim.
What do you think
Tim,
about
are you
sentient
with us?
Sex robots? That should get you going. No?
I don't know if he's with us. I think he may have passed out. Anybody that's listened to this in the past knows that Tim is narcoleptic, and I'm pretty sure he's full up.
I got it.
Oh, there he is.
What's the question?
The question
sex
was
robot
desert
laws.
Island. Three things that you need on a desert island. Go. You just woke up. Three things.
If one of your friends had sex with your sex robot, would that be a crime? Go.
100%.
100%. 100%.
I agree. Well, you don't have sex with another man's sex robot. You just don't do it.
You just don't do that. You don't do it. Three things.
Three things.
All right, a copy of Caligula. No, I'm not good. A hamster and a lot of PVC pipe.
Good call.
The Richard Gere.
PVC pipe and a hamster.
I'll take the Richard Gere number two.
Yeah.
Love it. All right. I don't know what's up with that, but that's our next. Oh, Mike, go ahead.
What do you think of people using your gerbil without your consent?
Mm.
So, is that a crime?
It's the same thing, man.
I think it's the same 100%. As the blow-up, though.
Unless you're in the lifestyle, right? Like
what's the lifestyle? What does that even mean?
Don't act like you don't know sharing is what the lifestyle is. Jeez.
How many rounds do you get with a gerbil?
Modern day
right, one.
Cuts
one good cuts. One before it's dead.
We're going to talk about some fads, some trends
I'd
that
like
we've seen.
I'd like to think we can get 4 or 5 uses.
What's up with that?
Okay. Since we decided to talk over the whole segment, we're on what's up with that now. So we're going to talk about some fads that we can't stand. Who's got one? Who wants to start? Mike, do you have one?
Yeah, I have one. I don't consider it a fad, but... You know, do you remember back in the day when you would go to a concert? Let's say, you know, Huey Lewis and the News is coming to town, and you're all amped up.
Saw him in Turlock, $7.
And you seen him at the fair.
I saw him there.
Nice.
I've never had a better bargain for a concert.
Yeah, I would say. Nice. That's a steal. Anyways, like, you would have to go down to, like, let's say the Payless or Rite Aid, whatever it was at the time, to the Ticketmaster stand and buy a ticket to see the show. Now you just hop online, you order, but now they charge you something called a convenience fee, where they get to hire less employees and you order the tickets online. You have to print them at home on your own paper and ink, and they want to charge you an extra $10 as a convenience fee. I think it's more convenient for them than for me. So maybe they should start knocking some of the price of the ticket off out of convenience. Those fucking cocksuckers. Mm.
I love this, actually. Because every time you go to buy a fucking ticket to a concert, you're like, oh, good, I'm going to buy, you know, 6 tickets. I'm taking 5 friends with me, right? And you're like, okay, the tickets are $50 a piece, so $250.
I'm going
to
scalp.
And it's like $423. And you're like, how the hell did that happen? I totally agree with you. Totally.
Yeah, and it's convenient for them because they get less fucking employees and they don't have to print shit out. So,
I'm on board, Mike.
Convenience.
Fuck Ticketmaster, man. Fuck those fuckers.
Yeah. And Live Nation.
Hashtag not going to be a sponsor anytime ever. Keith.
That's okay.
What about you?
Should I just rehash my timeout bit that we were doing all day?
Go for it. Awesome.
I don't understand how every football game I watch on television, I don't have cable. I watch it with an antenna. So I only get whatever they feed me. I can't decipher how many timeouts a team has. Every time it's a different not like an emoji or whatever, it's a symbol, and I cannot understand. Eventually I figure it out, but like it actually takes me time to be like, okay, I have to look at the other team's timeouts, and hopefully somebody's missing one. Then I know.
Oh. That totally I agree, because I was watching earlier and the team didn't have any, and it just totally blended in with the background. It's like,
Baylor, Oklahoma State. I had nothing.
Yes.
And it was like,
Oklahoma
this
State
has
didn't
happened.
Have any left, and it was just orange. Thank you.
And then
Thank
the you, Baylor NBC one looked like it was part of their uniform.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
Hey, here's the thing.
So all that cost me $100.
All you networks out there playing football on your network, just put TO. And then the number 1, 2, 3, or 0. How about that? Just make it real obvious for us, please.
In between plays. You don't even have to show it during the play. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like when they're huddling and shit, when I'm wondering, how many timeouts does this guy have? Like you can show it, and then when it's time to snap, you can do the little wind disappear floaty shit you do. Or a robot comes in and hits it with a bat. And he's like, Joe Buck, bam!
Yeah, they make
I'm
awesome
down for seeing Joe Buck get hit with a bat.
Yeah, Joe Buck robot.
I'll tune into that. I'll pay per view money that.
Just don't hit Troy. That's pure gold. Don't hit Troy. Okay.
How about
so,
if you fill Joe Buck with like candy, and then you just let a bunch of little kids.
Oh my god! You know how much money you would get?
Yeah.
Think about that. If that was just a touring thing where you got to beat Joe Buck, like. City to city.
Hey, I just got an idea for our next fantasy football trip. We're going to get a pinata that looks like Joe Buck. That's how we're starting the whole thing off. All right.
That's how you get your draft pick?
Exactly. I love it. I love it. So mine is this isn't new, but it's happened in recent years, and now that I have kids, it's driving me fucking crazy. We're coming up on Christmas. Why does every toy have the batteries screwed in now? You remember when we were kids, it was just a freaking, like, pull the lever and the hatch opened up and you swapped the batteries out?
Yeah.
Nowadays, everything is screwed in. I don't want to get a screwdriver out and do fucking home projects on Christmas and have to put batteries in everything and use a screwdriver to do it. Just
it's a very specific screwdriver, too.
And what the fuck are batteries doing to kids nowadays that it's so bad we have to screw them in? I'll be honest with you. I got a 3-year-old. He walked up to me today with a battery in his mouth and said, Dad, I found a battery. And it was in his mouth. And then he handed it to me. And I was like, great, I'm glad you were chewing on that. What He's fine. He's doing just fine. This has played out several times over the last months. Like, y'all have met Barrett. He is very much into things. So I just don't understand why we have to screw batteries into toys. It makes Christmas hell for me. Every single toy has to get unscrewed and then rescrewed for batteries. I'm sick and tired.
I kind of feel like you answered it. It was so Barrett does not take the batteries out of the toys to put in his mouth.
He still does it. I got news for you, toy companies. He still does it. And I got these things screwed in. So
remember when you used to break that, like, latch off so you'd just put tape over it anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the remote control, you know, kind of scenario.
Yeah, it's like electrical.
It's one of those
tape
things where it's like all these things that when we were kids, oh, yeah, right? Like, oh, tape. When I was a kid, we used to, like, you know, pull out hairspray and pull a lighter out and light crap on fire all the time. And nowadays it's like totally untouchable to do anything. It just drives me nuts.
My kid wants to suck on a battery. Like, fine.
Exactly.
A homemade blowtorch is probably a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's a how convenient. Like if you're being
toy batteries are bad.
If you're being intimate and your female's friend's batteries run out and then you have to go to the garage to get a screwdriver to switch out the batteries, yeah.
We're done now. We're done.
Yeah, that's a wrap.
Yeah, that's game over.
Yep.
I'm just tired of it. I'm just tired of it.
Yeah, that's why you need, like,
making me
wireless charging.
Well, okay, then my question is this, right? Okay, so here's my question. If batteries are so dangerous that we have to put a cover over them and then screw it in place, what about the fucking battery pack? Like, all of us now, I went out before Christmas and bought a 50-pack of AA's and a 50-pack of AAA's to get ready for
that?
Those aren't in my safe. They're not screwed somewhere. Like, what if he finds the whole pack of batteries, which apparently he has because he's walked up to me with batteries, like, every day this week. So this makes no sense to me.
You know what, Josh? I changed my answer. When I become president, the first thing I'm going to do is make battery changing in electronic toys easier.
Done, I'm going to vote for you all day long and twice on Sundays, sir. I vote Mike Stowe, 2036. I vote.
Keep hope alive.
You guys got any outgoing statements you want to make? We're about to wrap this thing up.
That's a wrap already?
That's a wrap, my man.
We can hang out and shoot the shit, though, man.
Yeah, okay. We'll keep shooting the shit. We should probably record it because we're always funnier off the mic than we are on it.
I thank you guys for pulling this, man. It's been a long time coming. I've been looking forward to this for months and months, and I love this show. I love you guys.
Love you, buddy. Hang in there. This shit's fun as fuck.
Yeah,
it is.
Man, I feel like I just watched Brokeback Mountain. This was really good. It was good for me.
Like, we got the Wish version of Keanu Reeves right here in front of me. It doesn't get any better than that.
That's Josh.
You don't need Hayden Panettiere. You just get a blow up of Keith.
There we go. That's a close second. I could survive with that.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening in.
The Saturday Night Live send off.
Hey, get your Norm MacDonald in now. Make it happen.
Hey, now I'm on the spot. I don't got it. Normally.
Later.
I have a little Norm.